Greetings in Jesus' name on this fourth day of July, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 52 degrees here in Sanford, Maine. Cool morning, no humidity. Got up around the 5:30 a.m. hour and just the house, the windows are open. It's just a beautiful morning, and it's a marvelous Monday. We're rejoicing in the good day that God gave us on yesterday, preaching in the morning and then in the afternoon in another church plant. And then last night, and then we had a gospel booth set up with popcorn and lemonade and face painting. And we had gospel workers working all around the booth. And I think we handed out 600 plus gospel tracts. And it was a great meeting. Today we're planning to enter the parade, and we'll be a part of the parade and looking forward to having a float and also handing out. We have up to 5,000 pieces of gospel literature that we can hand out. And we're asking God to give us a great, great day. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us, that He would help us and encourage us and strengthen us as we labor on for Him here in this great community that He has called us to. In your Bibles today, I'd like to invite you to look with me in Acts chapter 12 and verse number 24. On this Independence Day, here on this Monday, I believe this is the answer to all of America. Acts 12, 24. But the word of God grew and multiplied. In the midst of a cataclysmic chapter in the word of God, where they thought they'd lost their preacher, he was put in prison for standing and preaching the word of God. And he was thought they would lose him, but they went to prayer and they began to seek God. And God released Peter from prison. As the church prayed and knocked on the door, and they thought it was a ghost or an angel, something they didn't understand, but they rejoiced in the fact that God had answered their prayer. And he was able to get out of prison, and the gospel went on. The word of God grew and multiplied. What we need in America is for the word of God to grow and for the word of God to be multiplied. What we need in our own personal lives is the word of God to grow and the word of God to be multiplied. What we need in our youth groups is the word of God to grow and to be multiplied. We don't need to experience any more entertainment. We need the word of God to grow and be multiplied. We don't have to try to get some self-help group and some psychologist to come along the scene. What we need is the word of God to grow and be multiplied. I'm wondering today if you're a part of this great plan of seeing the word of God growing and the word of God multiplying. I know that I want to be counted in this number. I want to be part of a church and part of a community and part of a family where the word of God is growing and it's being multiplied. I want to be faithful to read the Bible. I want to be faithful to meditate upon the Bible. I want it to grow in my life and to be multiplied. I want to be faithful to memorize the Bible. I want to be faithful to preach the Bible. I want to be faithful to teach the word of God. But the word of God grew and multiplied. In your location where you're at today, can you say with clear conscience that the word of God is growing and multiplying? Are you able to say that? You know, the word of God grew and was multiplied last night. You go into our community and you'll see a group of people that are lost without Christ. But over 600 leaflets were handed out. I was able to share the gospel personally with several individuals last night. One man for almost 15 minutes. The word of God was growing last night. The word of God was being multiplied last night. And may God help us as a church, as an organization, as a ministry. May God help us to be a group that the word of God is growing and being multiplied. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.